Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the Church celebrates this sixth Sunday of Lent as both Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday. This is the time of year we stop to remember and relive the events which brought about our redemption and salvation. What we commemorate and relive during this week is not just Jesus dying and rising, but our own dying and rising in Him, which will result in our healing, reconciliation, and redemption. Attentive participation in the Holy Week liturgy will deepen our relationship with God, increase our faith, and strengthen our lives as disciples of Jesus. Today's liturgy combines contrasting moments, one of glory, the other of suffering. The royal welcome of Jesus in Jerusalem and the drama of his trial culminating in his crucifixion, death, and burial. In the Gospel, we are challenged to examine our lives in the light of some of the characters in the Passion story, like Peter, who denied Jesus, Judas, who betrayed Jesus, Herod, who ridiculed Jesus, Pilate, who acted against his conscience as he condemned Jesus to death on the cross, and the leaders of the people who preserved their position by getting rid of Jesus. There is a story about little Johnny who was sick on Palm Sunday and stayed home from church with his mother. His dad returned from the church holding a palm branch. The little boy was curious and asked, "Dad, why do you have that palm branch?" His father explained, "You see, when Jesus came into town, everyone waved palm branches to honor him. So we got palm branches today." Our sad, grumbled little Johnny and continued, "The one Sunday I can't go to the church and Jesus shows up." Dear friends, none of us want to miss the important celebrations. So today in this Palm Sunday and as we begin the Holy Week, let us answer 5 questions. First, does Jesus weep over our sinful souls as he wept over Jerusalem at the beginning of his Palm Sunday procession? Second, are we barren fig trees? God expects us to produce fruits of holiness, purity, justice, humility, obedience, charity, and forgiveness. Or worse, do we continue to produce bitter fruits of impurity, injustice, pride, hatred, jealousy, and selfishness? Third, will Jesus need to cleanse our hearts with his whip? Jesus cannot tolerate the desecration of the temple of the Holy Spirit in us, by our addiction to uncharitable, unjust and impure thoughts, words and deeds, neither does he approve of our business mentality or calculation of loss and gain in our relationship with God, our Heavenly Father. Fourth, do we welcome Jesus into our heart? Are we ready to surrender our lives to Him during this Holy Week and welcome Him into all areas of our life as our Lord and Savior? Let the Psalms remind us that Christ is our King and the true answer to our quest for happiness and meaning in life. Fifth, are we like the humble donkey that carried Jesus, bringing Jesus universal love, unconditional forgiveness and sacrificial service to our family, parish, places of work and communities by the way we live our lives? Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.